morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at the Print, and today I will talk about the uproar against the appointment of Delhi's new police commissioner in the Delhi Assembly's first day of the monsoon session. As most of you would know, the Ministry of Home Affairs named Rakesh Asthana as the new Delhi Commissioner of Police on Tuesday, only 3 days before his retirement as the Director General of the Border Security Force. Asthana replaced Balaji Srivastav. The Delhi Assembly, as a result, adopted a resolution on Thursday calling it a violation of the Supreme Court guidelines. The resolution called for a reversal of the move. Aam Aadmi Party MLA Sanjeev Jha moved the resolution in the House, saying the Narendra Modi government's decision was not only illegal but also in contempt of the Supreme Court. The resolution read, "It is beyond any reasonable understanding as to why a controversial officer who was removed by this central government from the post of Special Director CBI in October 2018 and was not considered fit for the post of CBI Director only very recently is being imposed on Delhi Police. Given the past track record of this officer, there is reasonable apprehension that the central government will use him for foisting false cases on political rivals to create a reign of terror in the national capital. Such a controversial individual should not be heading the police force in the country's national capital." Jha pointed to a March 2019 ruling in which the SC had said that no officer with less than 6 months of residual tenure should be considered for the post of Director General of Police. While the DGP is the chief of police in states, the Delhi police is led by the commissioner. Asthana, who was the front runner for becoming the Central Bureau of Investigation director in May 2019, was dropped from the race after the top court ruling. Speaking in the assembly Thursday, Jha said, "It appears as though he has been sent to Delhi on a special mission. Is there no other officer senior enough in the whole cadre who deserved this post because they knew the city and its problem with crime?" He also questioned the integrity of an officer who tried to sabotage the very institution of which they are part to be trusted. Referring to a 2018 internal tussle in the CBI, where Asthana was fighting with Director Alok Verma. AAP MLA Gulab Singh, on the other hand, alleged, "Asthana has been brought to Delhi to muzzle and harass the Aam Aadmi Party. The officer has done everything from collecting funds for the BJP to covering up the black deeds of Modi and Shah in Gujarat." The Aam Aadmi Party MLA, in fact, also leveled charges of corruption against Asthana, who is a 1984 batch IPS officer. During his daughter's marriage in 2016 at Vadodara, guests were put up in five-star hotels across the city. Curiously, he was not charged a penny for the expenses, Gulab Singh alleged. After reading out a paragraph from a 2006 Supreme Court judgment, Prakash Singh and others versus Union of India, Aam Aadmi Party MLA Somnath Bharti told the speaker, "Sanjay Beniwal and Satinder Garg are senior IPS who were in the line to be Commissioner of Police instead of bringing in Asthana from nowhere." Aam Aadmi Party, in fact, has been vocal about its criticism against the Delhi police on multiple occasions. Meanwhile, Leader of Opposition Ramveer Singh Biduri, in response to all these allegations, defended Asthana and said, "Rakesh Asthana was conferred the Police Medal for Meritorious Service when Mr. Manmohan Singh was PM. In 1996-97, he was instrumental in the fraud scam against the Bihar Chief Minister." Biduri also said that Asthana is behind many important anti-terror plot operations, which he effectively dealt with. He further said, "If anything, the House should be grateful to the Ministry of Home Affairs for his appointment as Commissioner. It is a jolt to crime and corruption in the national capital." Biduri also claimed that Asthana had 1 year of tenure left, in response to which Delhi Home Minister Satinder Jain asked Biduri about why Asthana wasn't appointed as the CBI Director if he had a year's tenure left. It may also be significant to add that Asthana probed the Godhra train carnage as the Deputy Inspector General of Police of the Criminal Investigation Department, Crime and Railways. He led the probe into the train burning as a pre-planned conspiracy, which was first attributed to the ISI, then to the SIMI, and later alleged to be a part of a narco-terrorism plan. None of these theories, however, sustained. In 2011, a trial court acquitted 63 of the 94 accused, among them Maulana Omarji, who was named as the mastermind in the charge sheet. Now, even as the ruling Aam Aadmi Party has raised apprehension against the surprise appointment of Rakesh Asthana, whether it will make the MHA reverse its decision or not remains to be seen. We will nonetheless continue to track the story closely to bring you all the updates. That is all I have for now. Thank you so much for listening in. This is Anisha Bedi, special correspondent at The Print. Don't forget to log in at 8 a.m. tomorrow to listen to a new episode.